What's up, y'all? How you doing? This is Bobby Chuck. Today we're going to be talking about that sex doll. We're talking about the sex doll that's got guys going crazy. We spending a lot of money. And I think the reason why this sex doll is even relevant is because most guys are kind of fed up. You know, to be honest, most women don't do nothing in the bed. There's a few, but most of them just lay there. That's why this sex doll is kind of perfect for most men. Now, there's ladies out there that have their own sex doll, but you gotta put that work in. So, it's not the same feel. Not only is just a doll for females, but you know, the doll that females have, he don't have no stroke. So that's the difference. And he can't tell you nice things, and he can't rub your back or any of that other bullshit that we are required to do to get you moist. But the sex doll that's out there now for men is very, very interesting because you can make it the way you want to. Breasts, ass, legs, eyes, hair. The difference between that doll and a real female is they don't breathe. Of course, they fake. And you don't have to deal with no bull. But I was supposed to have a caller call in. I guess she's busy messing with, I guess, her her fake doll. But tell me what you think about this situation. You know, should men really invest money and time into this type of doll? Because to be honest, it's the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, I have not bought one, but that is something that, you know, us men really take a lot of interest in right now, especially because the attack on men is at an all-time high, you know, with sexual allegations and bull, you know. Even with that sexual allegation situation, that it just needs to stop. So, my thoughts, I think we should invest in it. I mean, we're going to pay either way, all these dates and these treats and Netflix and chills and movies. We're going to wind up spending the same amount of money anyway. The only thing that we don't get when we have a sex doll is meals. And yeah, if you know how to cook, if you a chef already, this would be a perfect, you know, perfect one for you because most women only provide food. I'm not saying all, I say most. You know, I know I'm gonna have a lot of haters, a lot of backlash. But like I said, I had somebody that was gonna, you know, sit down and talk with, you know, with me, but I guess she's dealing with her doll right now. But tell me what you think. This is the Beautiful Lie Podcast. Your boy Bobby Chuck.